I think they've been the team in form. Obviously, everyone speaks about the five clubs that they had, the big budgets, if you want, or the big investment, but then you got Southampton and West Ham, that they've been consistently two very, very good sides to watch. West Ham, for me, they it's not that they got lucky in certain appearances, it's not that they've been fortunate with the amount of games that they played and who they got in front of them. They had very good performances against Manchester City, against Liverpool, and against difficult games away from home. They've been very consistent. I think West Ham, they've been probably the most consistent team in the Premier League in the first third of the competition, and it wasn't by accident. I think the way they play is very brave. They got a lot of attacking players. They make their games really open, really they stretch them quickly, and for us they're gonna probably throw one of the biggest challenges that we had this season in the league.
I think it's Roberto, like everybody else, has, you know, suffered a few more injuries than he did last season, and I think that particularly at the back, when you suffer and you start changing the back four around, then you start leaking a few more goals, and that hasn't give them the sort of results that they might have expected, because they've consistently been at this level for a long, long time under David Moyes and then obviously Roberto last season. So Moyes, he's always had them in the top six or eight brackets, and Roberto's carried that on. They've got Europe this year, and while they'll be delighted that they played in Europe, there's a legacy of playing in Europe that I'm sure that his team are suffering when they have to come back on from a Thursday night and play on a Sunday.